来看成功的继承人耶稣亚。
Let's continue to study the topic of the successful successor Joshua.
我们看出埃及记三十三章。
Please turn to Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章。
Exodus 33.
第七节。
Verse 7.
三十三章第七节。
33 verse 7.
说摩西时常将帐幕支搭在营外，离营却远。他称这个帐篷为会幕，凡求问神的，就到营外的会幕那里去。第八节。
Verse 8。
当摩西出营到会幕的时候，百姓都起来，个人站在自己帐篷的门口，望着摩西。只等到他进了会幕，第九节。
Verse 9。
摩西进会幕的时候，云柱降下，立在会幕的门前，神便与摩西说话。第十节。
Verse 10。
众百姓看见云柱立在会幕门前，就都起来，个人在自己帐篷的门口下拜。十一节。
11。
神跟摩西面对面说话，好像人跟朋友说话一样。摩西转到营里，唯有他的帮手一个少年人嫩的儿子耶稣亚不离开会幕。我们知道耶稣亚成为摩西的帮手。
We know that Joshua was a helper to Moses.
啊，所以他在会幕的地方啊，来帮忙摩西处理会幕的事情。
He stayed by the tabernacle to help Moses taking care of the things pertaining to tabernacle.
跟随着摩西啊，来学习服侍神。
He followed Moses to learn how to serve God.
啊，做他的帮手。
And to be his helper.
我们看到说，耶稣亚在跟随摩西的当中啊。可以看到他学习爱心跟忠心的服事。
We see that while Joshua was following Moses, he learned how to serve with love and faithfulness.
啊，这也是一个服事神的人呐、啊，啊，很重要的一种学习。
This is a very important teaching that a servant of God needs to learn.
在三十二章的地方啊，说本来摩西跟耶稣亚在山上。
In chapter 32, we learned that Joshua was on the mountain with Moses.
啊，因为神要把律法指示给他们。
Because God was about to give His law to the people.
啊，也指示他们造，指示摩西造会幕的方法。
He was also about to give Moses instructions.
所以摩西在山上待了四十昼夜。
Moses was on the mountain for 40 days and nights.
啊，后来神跟摩西讲啊，以色列百姓败坏了。
God told Moses, Israelites had gone astray.
啊，因为他们已经去拜金牛。
Because they had worshipped the golden calf.
神对摩西说，我要把以色列人统统灭掉。
God said to Moses, I will destroy all the people.
啊，然后要让摩西的祖孙啊成为大国。
And make your descendants a great nation.
啊，那个时候摩西啊就一直向神祷告说啊，神啊，这些百姓你辛辛苦苦把他们从埃及带出来。
Moses prayed to God, saying, God, you have brought this people out of Egypt with a lot of hard work.
你如果把他们杀死在这个旷野当中，
If you were to kill them in this wilderness,
啊，外邦人会说啊，啊，他们的神有办法把他们从埃及带出来，但是没有办法把他们带进迦南地。
Gentiles would say, this God they worship has the power to bring them out of the land of Egypt, but has no power
啊，说神啊，
这
样你的名字啊，就没有办法得到纪念哦。
If this were the case, then your name would not be glorified.
啊，说因为摩西的祈求啊，所以神后来后悔啊，不把这个灾殃啊降在百姓的身上。
Because of Moses' intercession, the Lord relented and did not destroy the people.
啊，但是百姓因为犯了大罪。
But since the people had committed a great wrong,
摩西跟耶稣亚从山上下来的时候，结果把两块石板就摔碎了。
Moses broke the two tablets of stone on his way down the mountain.
后来就责备亚伦呐，跟那些百姓。
He rebuked Aaron and the people.
啊，把那个金牛就把它捣碎了。
And crushed the golden calf.
啊，然后又叫利未人呐，把那些正在犯罪放纵的人呐。
He also commanded Levites to kill those who are doing sins. Let's turn to Exodus chapter
32.
Exodus
32,
verse
30.
Moses entered the tabernacle and prayed to God.
说神啊, 这些百姓啊, 得罪了你,
saying, God, this people have committed a great sin against
啊,
you.
希望你能够赦免他们,
please forgive them.
啊, 不然的话, 你如果不赦免他们, 你干脆连我的名字都从这个生命册上把它涂抹掉了。
If not, then blot me out of your book which you have written.
摩西啊, 为着爱百姓啊, 用自己的灵命啊, 要来唤起神来赦免以色列百姓。
Because Moses loved the people so much, he's willing to sacrifice his life for the life of the people.
所以他这样向神祈求。
He prayed to God in this manner.
神说啊, 谁得罪我, 我就把他的名字啊, 从生命册上啊, 涂掉。
God said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot him out of my book.
圣经里面啊, 有一段啊, 啊, 没有文字, 是用点点点啊。
There's a passage in the Bible that, that goes dot dot dot.
有的解经家说啊, 摩西在向神啊, 祷告的时候啊, 因为啊, 啊, 祷告不下去了, 就痛哭啊。
Some of the scholars said that it was because Moses, he was so sorrowful in his heart that he couldn't pray anymore. So
要求神来饶恕赦免这些百姓。
He was asking God to forgive these people.
因为摩西的祈求啊, 后来神就应允了, 没有把他们灭掉。
God listened to Moses' intercession and did not destroy the people.
后来神说啊, 你要 带去带领百姓好了，我叫个使者带你们面前去就好，我不跟你们走。
God said that continue to lead these people to the land, but I will send my angel before you.
摩西又继续向神求。
Moses continued to pray to God.
说你如果不跟我们同行的话，你就不要把我们带上去。
Saying if you don't go with me, then don't bring us to the land.
说求神啊，你能够牵住引导我们的路。
He asked God to personally guide them and lead their way.
后来神跟摩西讲说啊, 啊, 你是我按着名字认识你的, 所以你的祈求我也答应了。
God said to Moses, I know you by name, therefore I will answer your prayer.
所以我要亲自带领百姓, 啊, 让你们能够得到安息。
Therefore, I will lead the people personally and give you rest.
后来摩西又向神祷告。
Moses again prayed to God.
说神啊, 让你啊, 让我啊, 能够看看你的荣耀。
Please let me see your glory.
啊, 啊, 神说啊, 人没有办法看到我的面, 因为人看到我的时候啊, 啊, 会死掉了。
God said, no one can ever see my face because if they do, they will die. So that's why he can't answer his
但是啊, 有一个磐石上啊, 你就站在那里。
However, there's a rock, you can stand on the rock.
我要经过的时候, 我就把你放在那个磐石屑当中。
When I'm about to pass by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock.
用我的手把你遮盖。
I will cover you with my hands.
当我的荣耀经过来以后啊, 你就可以看到我的背面了。
After when my glory passed by, you will be able to see the back of my glory.
所以摩西啊一直在向神求啊，但是神都答应他。
To see how God answered every prayer of Moses.
除了说饶恕赦免这些百姓的罪，还让 摩西啊，看到神荣耀的背面。
He did not destroy the people and showed his glory to Moses.
那从这里让我们知道说啊，神是慈悲怜悯的神。
From here we can come to see how God is a merciful and a loving God.
还有以摩西爱心的祷告啊，
他
能够让百姓得到神的饶恕赦免。
Because of Moses' prayer of intercession, the people's lives were spared.
所以耶稣也在这个过程当中啊，就看到了神的爱，以及学习到摩西的爱。
Throughout this whole process, Joshua learned the love of God as well as the love of Moses.
我们看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
诗篇一百零六篇二十三节。
Psalm 106:23.
一百零六篇二十三节。
106:23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西啊。站在当中啊，站在那个破口，使他的愤怒转消啊，恐怕他就灭绝他们了。这一段都是在讲到以色列民旷野的行程。
This passage described the journey of Israelites in the wilderness.
因为以色列百姓啊，常常悖逆得罪神。
Because Israelites often turn their back against.
那时候本来神发怒说要把他们整个灭掉了。
God in his wrath decided to destroy them in his
他说还好有一个摩西啊，这么有爱心。
But thank God there's Moses who's full of love.
他一直的流泪痛哭啊，为百姓祷告。
He wept and prayed for the people before God.
因为他的爱心啊，感动神。
Because his love touched God.
所以后来神就说好啦，我饶恕他们啦。
God relented and decided to forgive them.
所以这个诗篇的作者说啊，还好他们有一个摩西在。
Therefore, the person who wrote Psalm says that it's good that Moses was there.
因为他能够站在百姓跟神之间的破口当中。
He was able to stand before God in the breach.
让神的怒气转消啊，所以让他们能够得到存留。
To turn away God's wrath and allow the people to survive.
当然，我们看到说，神也是有丰盛的怜悯跟慈爱的神。
We see God is a God of mercy.
从来没有按照我们的罪过待我们。
He did not treat us according to our iniquities.
否则，我们没有一个人呐、啊、可以站在神的面前。
Otherwise, none of us will be able to stand before Him.
但是他有时候啊，因为人的过犯，一时的愤怒，但是他的恩典是一生之久。
Because of our wrongdoings, he sometimes will get angry with us, but his anger does not last forever.
所以我们看到说，神的爱啊，我们可以坦然无惧的来到神面前，向他祷告啊，求帮助。
And it's because of the love of God that we're able to come before Him without fear.
我们也学习到啊，摩西的代祷啊。很多啊的难题都一一的得到解决。
We also learn how through intercession Moses was able to solve many difficult problems.
所以神是有慈爱的神。
God is a God of mercy.
虽然以色列百姓常常悖逆他。
Even though the people of Israel often turn their back
against him. 但是神有时候管教他们。
Sometimes God will chastise them.
但是当他们呢？有人代祷，主神就饶恕他们，赦免他们的罪过。
However, when someone intercedes for them, God will forgive them.
这个爱心是要成为神工人的一个很重要的条件。
Love is one of the most important characteristics that a servant of God must have.
所以耶稣也在做摩西的帮手当中啊，学习到爱心。
Therefore, Joshua, while he was helping Moses, he learned this lesson.
主耶稣复活以后啊，他也交代他问彼得了。
After Jesus' resurrection, he asked Peter.
问彼得说：“主，彼得啊，你爱我吗
？”He asked him, "Peter, do you love me?"
彼得说：“啊，主啊，你知道我是爱你的。
”Peter said, "Lord, you know I love you."
主耶稣说：“那你就要好好牧养我的羊。
”Jesus said, "Then." Feed my lamb.
因为神的工作啊，如果没有充足的爱心呢、啊，是没有办法做好的。
Because unless you have a love, there's no way that you can fulfill or do God's work.
主耶稣要升天之前呢、啊，他所放不下的就是属他的人。
Before Jesus ascended to heaven, what was on his mind the most was
所以他就把这个责任啊交给有爱心的人来牧养。
Therefore, he entrusted his disciples to the people with love for them to take care of.
另外, 耶稣亚学习摩西的过程当中啊，学习到这个忠心。
Joshua also learned the lesson of faithfulness while serving Moses.
说当时啊, 因为那个真正的会幕啊, 还没有建造起来,
because the true tabernacle was not yet built.
所以摩西就在营外啊, 搭了一个小小的帐幕。
Moses built a small tabernacle outside the tent, camp.
他每一次要求问神啊, 就在帐幕里面。
Whenever he needs to ask God something, he would go into the temple.
因为当时还没有立位人啊, 来服侍神。
Because Levites were not assigned to serve God at that point yet.
所以这个帐幕的工作就只有帮手耶稣亚在那边负责。
And therefore, only Joshua was there to help with things pertaining to maintaining tabernacle.
说当摩西进会幕的时候, 每个人都选择啊, 站在自己的帐篷门口啊, 在那边敬拜神。
When Moses enters the tabernacle, everyone will stand outside the door of their tent to worship God.
但是唯有耶稣亚，他是在会幕里面跟着摩西在那里侍奉神。
However, Joshua was the only person who was able to enter the tabernacle.
摩西跟神讲话，说好像人跟人啊对面在讲话，非常的亲密。
When Moses talked to God, it's as if a friend is talking to a friend.
摩西跟神讲完话以后，他就到营里面啊，带领百姓的工作。
After Moses finished talking to God, he will return to the camp and continue to lead.
因为耶稣也是帮手啊，负责管理这个会幕的工作。
Because Joshua was a helper, taking care of the tabernacle.
说他非常的忠心啊，他一步都不离啊，坚守他的工作岗位。
He was very faithful. He did not leave the tabernacle.
所以我们看到一个人啊，能够得神重用啊，就是从他慢慢的学习当中啊，就表现出他的忠心来。
We see that when a person is used by God, he often has to learn how to be faithful.
所以圣经里面说，一个人在小事上忠心呐。
Therefore, the Bible says that if a person is faithful in small matters, he will also be faithful in big matters.
小的事情啊，都没有办法把它忠心的处理好，神怎么会把那个更重要的大事来交托给你呢？
If a person cannot even be faithful in small matters, how can God entrust him with more important works?
所以我们看到说，这个耶稣也在服事的学习过程当中啊，他就表现出一个相当忠心的一个人。
And we see how Joshua showed his faithfulness when he was serving God.
他对神的话很忠心。
He was faithful toward God's word.
对神的工作很忠心。
He's faithful towards God's work.
所以他以后啊，能够成为一个非常好的成功的领导者。
And therefore, in the future, he was able to become a very successful leader.
这是他服事的学习当中啊所得到的。
These are some of the lessons that he learned during his servitude.
我们看耶稣亚记第八章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 8.
耶稣亚记第八章。
Joshua chapter 8.
耶稣亚记八章三十五节。
Joshua chapter 8 verse 35.
八章三十五节。
Chapter 8 verse 35.
摩西所吩咐的一切话。 耶稣也在以色列全会众和妇女孩子，并他们中间聚集的外人面前，没有一句不宣读的。神问我摩西说：“你们到了，百姓到了这个迦南地以后啊，要到以巴路山跟基利心山那边啊，宣告神的律法。”
God told Joshua, after the people had entered the land, they have to go to Mount Ebo to renew the covenant.
我们看到说耶稣亚带着军队啊，打胜了这个埃城以后。
After Joshua led the army to conquer Ai.
事实上那个时候还有很多的迦南人啊，包围着在他们的周围。
There were still many Canaanites who surrounded them.
因为他想到说这是神特别的吩咐。
But he know that this is a special commandment from God.
所以他就赶快把百姓啊带到这个整个迦南地的中心点啊，事件的地方。
He quickly gathered the people to the central point of the land of Canaan,
which is 把那个石头啊抹平啊，然后把那个诫命啊，律法啊都抄写在上面。
He copied the law on tablets of stone.
啊，然后把百姓啊分成六个支派，六个支派啊站在基利心跟以巴路山上。
Divided the people in half, six tribes each, and then put them half on Mount Ebal, the other half on Mount.
神的律法一一的宣读了。
And he read the law of God one by one.
所以耶稣亚照着神吩咐摩西的话。
Joshua did according to what Moses had commanded.
把所有的律法书啊都向众人宣读一遍，没有一句不宣读的。
And read every single commandment and every statute written in the law before.
所以呢，我们看到说啊，他对神的话语的忠心。
And we can see how he was very faithful towards God's words.
啊，虽然还很危险的说啊，他就完成神交托的话。
Even though danger surrounded them, he still pushed on to faithfully.
因为要借着这个律法来建立以色列的国度。
Because he had to use the word of God to build the kingdom of.
所以一个忠心的神的仆人呐、啊，就是对神的话也很忠心。
Therefore, a faithful servant of God will be faithful to his words.
我们看使徒行传二十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Acts chapter 20。
我们先看二十节。
Verse 20。
二十章二十节。
Chapter 20, verse 20。
说你们也知道啊，管理你们有益的，我没有一样必非不说的。或在众人面前，或在个人的家里，我都教导你们。要过来看。二十六节。
Skip to verse
26。二十章二十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 26。
所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间呢、啊，无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。二十七节。
Verse 27。
因为神的旨意，我并没有一样啊，必非不传给你们的。作为一个忠心的仆人呢、啊，就是神怎么交代啊，我们就怎么讲。
A faithful servant of God will say whatever the word the Lord wants him to say.
啊，这是守望者的职责啊。
This is also one of the duty of the watcher.
所以旧约时代有很多的忠心的先知就是这样。
Many faithful prophets in the Old Testament behave this way.
啊，保罗在这个以弗所的地方啊，三年的时间来牧养他们。
Paul stayed in Ephesus 3 years to shepherd them.
后来他要离开了。
When he was about to leave them,
所以把当地的长老都找来。
He gathered all the elders around the area.
然后对他们说：“你们要纪念我在三年当中啊，昼夜不住流泪来劝导你们。”
He says to remember how for 3 years, day and night, I've encouraged you with tears.
凡是神的道跟你们有关系的，我没有一样避讳不讲。
I kept nothing that was helpful regarding the word of God, but proclaimed it to
you. 所以将来你们哪一个人违背神的命令啊，啊，死亡了，这个责任不在我身上。
Therefore, if any of you were to shun away from the word of God, then I'm innocent of that.
因为他已经很忠心的把神的教训啊都讲了。
Since he had already faithfully proclaimed to you every single word of God.
所以一个服侍神的人呐、啊，对神的道啊，要非常忠心呢、啊。
A servant of God must be faithful towards the word of God.
不只是自己本身呐、啊，能守神的道。
Not only should he faithfully practice the word of God.
也是很忠实的来教导百姓，
has,
让每一个人呐、啊，对神的道都能够清楚的明白。
He has to teach it to the people so that everyone knows clearly what God requires of them.
另外一个是对神的工作的忠心。
Another aspect is faithfulness toward God's work.
看耶稣雅记是一章。
Please turn to Joshua chapter 11.
耶稣雅记是一章。
Joshua chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣雅记是一章十五节。
Joshua chapter 11, verse 15.
神怎样吩咐他的仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐耶稣亚，耶稣亚也照样行。凡神所吩咐摩西的，耶稣亚没有一件懈怠不行的。 所以我们看到说耶稣亚学习忠心的精神。
We see how Joshua learned the spirit of faithfulness.
啊，所以神把要做的事情都告诉摩西。
God told Moses everything that he needs to do.
后来摩西都把他交代给耶稣亚。
Moses commanded them to Joshua.
啊，凡是神所吩咐的，耶稣亚都完全照着做。
Everything that the Lord had commanded Joshua did.
所以没有一件事情他是懒惰不去做的。
He left nothing undone.
啊，就是神的仆人呢、啊，应当有的精神。
This is one of the spirit that a servant of God must have.
啊，所以我们看到耶稣亚做摩西的帮手。
We see how Joshua was a helper to Moses.
啊，他就学习爱心，学习忠心服侍神。
He learned love and faithfulness toward God.
我们今天要服侍神，也是要求神呢、啊，给我们充足的爱心。
Today we want to serve God. We need to ask God to give us love.
说我们都是神家的仆人。
We're servants of God in His house.
是神奥秘室的管家。
We are the steward of His mystery.
而神对管家的要求就是要忠心。
And God's requirement toward His steward is faithfulness.
啊，所以不管别人对我们怎么样，我们对神对人呢、啊，长存无愧的良心。
No matter how others treat us, we must have a faithful God.
啊，将来我们就能够无愧啊，见主面。
So that in the future we will not be ashamed to see God's face.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's join our time.
到前面来。
Please come forward.